And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your mindset. Now, how can we be working on your mindset when I don't even know who you are? It's simple. I've walked a mile in your shoes. I've been frustrated the way I think you might be frustrated. You're trying to figure out how to get ahead in life. You're trying to figure out how you could potentially retire yourself, but not do it in your 60s or your 70s. You're getting tired of working for somebody else. You're getting frustrated with the fact that some of the people that you work for may not have the mental capacity that you possess. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? That frustration right there impacts your mindset. But unfortunately for you, your mindset is flawed. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you that right up front. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to poke you in the chest. I'm not trying to be the big bully on the street. What I'm trying to say is that unless you change your mindset, nothing's going to change. Let me break it down for you. Back in 2017, me, recognized that I had failed at retiring myself. I did. A big, flat out failure. So how did I fail? What did I do wrong? Well, here's how I failed. I spent 27 years of my life proudly serving the nation as a member of the United States Army. I retired from the United States Army. Actually, they kind of chose to retire me. I wasn't ready to go, but they decided it was time for me to go. It's a big organization. It's pyramid shaped. Those of you that work in pyramid shaped organizations understand what I'm talking about. Only so many people can get to the very top. And the higher up you go that in that pyramid, the more political it becomes. It does. It becomes very political. Even in the United States Army, even in the segment of the United States Army that I was working within, it becomes very political. So only so many people can advance, and the people in power tend to choose the people that align with them because they want to do whatever they want to do. And if you're considered one of those people that is not part of the future, you get pushed aside. I got pushed aside. Now, it doesn't mean I failed. That's not the case. I've got a lot of awards, a lot of ribbons, a lot of medals that indicate that I was pretty successful in my career. But here's the point. There's a lot of other people that were very successful in their careers too that I competed with. And maybe I wasn't politically astute enough to get to the next level. It is what it is. So, United States Army boarded me for retirement, and they selected me for retirement. Even though I was selected for promotion to the next higher rank, I was summarily released from the United States Army and put on the retired rolls of the United States Army. So what does that mean? Well, it means that a pension that I had been spending 27 years working on was going to come into play. It definitely was going to come into play. I had earned the pension. I did all the things that I needed to do to qualify for the pension. So I earned it. So what's the problem, Al? Here's the problem. I went from working effectively full-time to being unemployed. Technically retired, but essentially unemployed. The pension kicked in. But the pension only pays me today, only pays me one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. But my expenses of living, they didn't go down by two thirds. They stayed pretty much where they were at. And even though I did whatever I could do to eliminate expenses, outside of becoming homeless, there was no way I was going to eliminate all of my expenses of living, especially when I had two kids that were getting ready to go to college. Kind of a bridge too far. You know what I'm talking about, right? So I was retired, but I found myself needing to get back into the workforce. I was behaving like somebody who was laid off because, in essence, I was laid off. And I did not have enough passive income coming into my household. Now, passive income is money that you don't go out and work for. I didn't have enough passive money coming into my household that would prevent me from having to go back into the workforce. So was I effectively retired? By Army standards, yes. By financial standards, no. I was not effectively retired. And I had to get back into the workforce because it was the only thing I knew how to do was to trade time for money. Now, I had owned some real estate along the way, and I had done that wrong. I did it wrong. And the problem with doing it wrong is that you kind of lose sight of what you're doing, or you never had a clear vision of how to get it done. So in 2017, after going back into the workforce, I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. But I don't know your particular situation. What I do know is how society has created a situation where they imprint upon us certain beliefs that we have, and those beliefs transition into beliefs that we endure. What does that mean, beliefs that we endure? In other words, they become part of us. They start to imprint themselves on our mind, on our being, and we believe the truth. Even if it's a false truth, we believe the truth as if it's true. I know I'm getting all philosophical on you, or psychological, or some word that I probably don't even know the definition of. But let me prove my point to you. I was taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And I think you were taught the same thing. Now, you were taught by different people, all well-meaning, than I was taught by. By the way, the people that taught me, they were well-meaning too. So what is it that you learned that I learned that was imprinted upon our minds that made us believe that that's the path that you have to go by? Well, here's what I was taught, and let's see how it resonates with what you were taught. I was taught to do well in school. Go to school, get some good grades. Graduate high school, get the best GPA you can, because the path to success involves college. Now, I was taught that. Were you taught that? I'm guessing somebody along your lines indicated to you that that was the path that you should follow in order to be successful in life. But did they really define success? I'm thinking that definition of success is more along the lines of making money. Making money so that you can buy stuff, right? I mean, that's kind of where I was led to believe the truth lies. And I followed that path. I did. I followed that path. I did well in high school. I got a decent GPA. And then I competed to get into college. Now, the problem that I had, I didn't have any money because I came from very humble beginnings. I didn't have any money to go to college. If high school wasn't free, I wouldn't have gone to high school. It's just that simple. College, even state-funded colleges cost money. They're not free unless you compete for a scholarship. Well, scholarship, that sounds like the path I ought to follow. I'm going to compete for scholarships. So I did. I competed for scholarships because ultimately the school that I went to was a private university. Very expensive. Even back then, very expensive. So I got like a $500 scholarship here. I got like a $1,000 scholarship there. The problem was with all the little scholarships that I was able to obtain, there was not enough money to pay for college. And I figured, you know what? My path to success is about ready to end because I've got to go to college in order to be successful. It has to happen. Entered the United States Army. I competed for ROTC scholarships. I competed for the Army scholarship. I competed for the Navy scholarship. And I competed for the Air Force scholarship. Now, the Air Force was the first to respond. They said, hey, you know what? We like you, kid. We're going to give you a two-year scholarship. And the problem I had with the two-year scholarship is that college is a four-year deal. And I really didn't want to go to community college because I had been taught to think that community college was, well, for people that couldn't make it to college, like second chance college. Now, I've changed my thinking about that over the years. But you got to remember, when I was like 17, 18 years of age, and I'm getting all my information from my peers, and a lot of my peers are looking to go to college or looking to go to community college or just go into the workforce, and I've been taught that the path to success is to go to college, I got to go to college. So I said thank you to the Air Force, but that's not going to work for me. And as soon as I turned that scholarship down, the United States Navy showed up and they said, you know what, kid? We like you. We're going to give you a three-year scholarship to go to school. And I thought, wow, a three-year scholarship, that's better than a two-year scholarship. But the problem is college is 4 years. And I didn't want to do that community college thing. So I said, yeah, you know, I think no is the answer. Thanks for the opportunity, but I don't think I'll be serving in the United States Navy. And then just as I thought I wasn't going to go to college, the Army showed up and they said, you know what, kid? We like you. Come be a part of the United States Army. We're going to give you a 4-year scholarship. And I was elated. I finally had the vehicle that was going to get me to college so that I could be successful. So I accepted the 4-year Army ROTC scholarship, and I went to school at the University of Southern California. And I graduated with a business administration degree with a marketing emphasis and an obligation to the United States Army. That obligation indicated that I would serve in the United States Army regardless of what my personal desires were. So I graduated and I found myself in the United States Army. And you know what? Kind of changed me. It did. I got focused on being a career officer in the United States Army, and I did that for 27 years. Only to find out that when it was time to retire, I didn't have enough money. Wasn't enough passive income. We come back from the break, more on this thought. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your mindset. Yeah, we're doing that today. We're working on your mindset. And part of the way I'm helping you to understand your mindset is to relate my mindset to you. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, let me just summarize for you real quickly. I was taught that there was a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. It was to do well in school, get into a good college, get a degree, get a good job, to get good pay and benefits, and maybe as part of the compensation package, I would get the opportunity to earn a pension, or there'd be stock options or a 401k or whatever other retirement tool was out there at the time that I did all this. Now, I explained to you how I got to college. I kind of sold my soul. Yeah, I sold my soul. What does that mean, sold my soul? Well, I signed a contract saying that if you give me money to go to college because I think I need to be a graduate of college to be successful, I will in turn serve in the United States Army for a set amount of time. And I agreed to all that. And here's the result. I graduated from college. I was commissioned a second lieutenant in the United States Army, and I immediately went into service of our country. And you know what? I found out I was actually pretty good at being a United States Army officer. Now, I'm sure I've got some peers out there that think differently, but for the most part, I had a very successful career. The problem is I spent 27 years of my life working on earning a pension. Now, I received that pension even today. It is part of the passive income that I use to keep myself in a retired state in life. In other words, I don't have to go out and work for money. I don't have to trade time for money because I'm good. I have passive income coming in that is supporting my lifestyle. But that wasn't the case when I originally retired. When I originally retired, I was making one third of what I used to make, but my expenses didn't go down by two thirds. So there was a huge imbalance in my household. I had to go back into the workforce, even though I was quote unquote retired, I had to go back into the workforce in order to stop the financial hemorrhaging in my life. So I went back to work. Now, it wasn't that easy. It was not that easy. I was 50 years of age at the time, and I was dealing with ageism. I was also dealing with a problem that many military members experience, which is employability in the civilian workforce. Not everybody wants to hire you. Some people have prejudices against you because you served in the military. Maybe they don't like what the military does or stands for, and that prejudice impacts your ability to be hired by that organization. Other people don't like the fact that as a member of the United States military, you are trained to accomplish your mission, sometimes at whatever cost. And some people, they're not that aggressive. And they don't necessarily want somebody like that on their team because, well, we might make them look bad. I'm just telling you my perspective. I'm not telling you it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you my perspective. So it took me a while to find employment. And I finally found employment, but it wasn't at the wage rate that I thought I should have been earning. It was at a lesser wage rate, more like entry-level wage rates, because the industries that are out there, they're like, yeah, you got 27 years of experience, managerial experience, leadership experience, dealing with impossible situations, blah, 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 blah. But you don't know anything about this industry. So we got to bring you in on the ground floor. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply to defense contracting, but I wasn't interested in being a defense contractor. When I separated from the United States Army, that was it. I was done with the military-industrial complex of our country. I'd served my time, and it was time for me to go. So I finally found employment in municipal government. I did economic development for a municipality near where I lived, and I was pretty darn good at it. The problem was I didn't see any upward mobility. I was kind of stovepiped in my position. Yeah, I was good, but my boss would have had to have left in order for me to take her job. And to be honest with you, I was getting burned out. I was working long hours. I was kind of the go-to guy on the team. I made stuff happen, but I didn't feel like I was being compensated for my efforts. In 2017, I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, the organization that sponsors this radio show. And they had a different message. And part of that message was, hey, dude, your mindset might be flawed. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how is my mindset flawed? Because I've been doing everything that I was taught to do by people that I admired, people I respected, people like teachers, guidance counselors, parents, relatives, all kinds of people that I thought had my back. And I think they did have my back, but they didn't understand what I understand now. So when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the first things that had to happen was I had to focus on my mindset. I had to change my mindset from, get this, a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. See, the mindset that I had been dealing with my entire life up until 2017, by the way, I was 53 years of age in 2017, the mindset that I was embracing was a middle-class mindset. I was not aware of the millionaire's mindset. Didn't have a clue. Didn't know that if you have a millionaire's mindset, you look at things from a very different perspective. So I had to work on changing that mindset when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And change I did. I started seeing things in a different light. I started understanding from a perspective of being a millionaire, even though I wasn't a millionaire yet. And it changed everything. It did. It changed everything for me. I started to look at how I earned my money. And I realized that I was trading a lot of time for a little bit of money. But then I had this thing called a pension that was providing some passive income. Now, it wasn't sustaining my household. I had to go out and get a job to make up the difference. But I started thinking, what if I could buy real estate? And if I did it correctly, and I fixed the real estate assets that I actually held to where they were providing passive income because they weren't, how far ahead would I be? And that was the game changer. That was the thing that instantly created a synaptic nerve firing in my brain saying, you've arrived. I had changed my mindset. I learned that maybe I didn't have all the answers. And maybe that's the problem you have. Maybe you're struggling with something that you believe is true, when in reality, it may not be as true as you think it is. Because your belief system has you locked into believing that the way to become successful, I mean, I just flat out describe it, is to go to school, get good grades, get into college, get more good grades, get into the workforce, trade time for money, stuff money into a 401k or an IRA, in my case, a pension, and then leave work somewhere later in life. For me, it was in my early 50s. For many people, it's in their 60s, possibly their 70s. For me, it was a pension. It's not really a bag of money. It's a annuity, if you will. It pays me every month. Not as much money as I need to sustain my lifestyle. But after all, I did earn it, and I do use it. But I had to come up with other ways to create passive income in my life so that I could get out of the workforce. I had to start thinking like a millionaire. I had to start thinking about different ways to structure my income streams that had nothing to do with me trading time for money. So you know what I did? I educated myself. I took the education that Lifestyles Unlimited presents, and I took it to heart. I mean, after all, the education that Lifestyles Unlimited is making available to you has a 35-year track record of helping people obtain success. And I'm one of those people. Now, can we put a timeline on it? Some people want to put a timeline on it, because when you're taught goals, you're always taught that the goal needs to be measurable, right? So you're supposed to link it to a time frame. And I think that's healthy, but it needs to be your time frame, not my time frame, not the time frame of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, but your time frame. And here's why. It's your situation. It's your life. It's your problem. You need to resolve it. If you can't see yourself working for somebody else for the next 10, 20, 30, whatever years, depending on how old you are, some of you already have a lot of time sitting in that working for somebody else chair. Unless you change your mindset, unless you educate yourself on how to change your mindset, you're going to keep doing what you've always done. Wash, rinse, repeat. Now, what can you do to change the mindset that you have? One way to do it, and it's the way I did it, is to join Lifestyles Unlimited, which is a membership-based organization designed to teach you and help mentor you on getting the results you're trying to get. Now, retirement for some of you might take a couple of years. Retirement for some of you might take 10 or more years. Retirement for some of you might take somewhere in between. And the reason being, it's your situation. You're the one that understands your current situation, and you're the one that has the vision for what the revised situation should look like. And if you're like me, you need some help in that area. I'm serious. I'm not telling you that you're ill or anything. I just think you need some help. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited does. Lifestyles Unlimited was created specifically with its members in mind. It was designed to help you understand that there's a better way to achieve success in your life. It's as simple as that. So once you formulate in your mind the vision that things have got to change, then you got to put the action steps into place in order to achieve that result. There's no better way to do it than to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's how I did it. It's how all my friends in Lifestyles Unlimited did it. Now, there are some people that don't achieve the results they're looking for. Why is that? Because they lose sight of the prize. They lose sight of what they're trying to accomplish. They get mission creep in their life. They do things that are adverse to the vision that they formulated in their mind. Or they go back to doing things the way they used to do them. If you're going to be one of those people, I don't know if there's any way to help you. You've got to be focused on the prize. Now, for us at Lifestyles Unlimited, the prize is developing passive income. Passive income that comes from successfully investing in real estate assets. And when I say successfully investing, what that really means, that's a code word for you're doing it the correct way. You're doing it the way you were taught to do it. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited will do. They will help you correct what you're doing now. But it all comes with changing your mindset. It does. So what is it Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you? Well, they'll teach you everything they know. That's what they taught me. They taught me how to invest correctly in single family assets. They taught me how to correctly invest in multifamily assets. In my particular case, I learned how to become a syndicator. We call them lead investors in Lifestyles Unlimited. So I've learned a different modality of multifamily investing that I'm working on putting into play in my life right now. Now, some of you that listen to this radio show, you're like, yeah, you've been working on that lead thing for a little while. Yeah, approximately 14 months now, and I haven't bought an asset. And some of you are like, well, how can you be successful if you haven't bought an asset? Here's how I'm successful. I didn't buy the wrong asset. I am looking for the right asset that's going to give me the right rates of return. And that takes a lot of looking. It's not just like buying the first thing that comes along. It's all about understanding how to do your due diligence, how to make sure that the asset that you're looking for is going to produce the returns you're trying to achieve. And without those specific returns, I'm not interested in the asset. I've looked at hundreds of properties and I've rejected them all. It just tells me I'm that much closer to finding the asset that's going to work for me for the next phase of my investing. And what's that going to do for me? It's going to increase my success rate. And I'm already successful because I've rejected properties that won't do for me what my investing plan calls for. And where did I learn that? I learned that from Lifestyles Unlimited. I learned it from my mentors. I learned it from my fellow lead investors. I've learned it from my fellow passive investors. I've learned it from the people that I experience within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, because that is one of the most incredible assets of being a member of the Lifestyles Unlimited family, the community, the like-minded people that you will surround yourself with, that will help you understand and refine your visions, your goals, and then encourage you to do the things that you need to do in order to achieve. And it all starts with a mindset change. I'm serious. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what all the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.